here's a story from The World.
Brazilians will elect a new president in October. They'll see a very familiar name on the ballot. Last weekend, former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva launched his pre-candidacy and a campaign that's expected to roll across the country over the next 5 months. But will voters give Lula another chance? Michael Fox has the story.
Spontaneous chants rang through the packed hall in Sao Paulo.
Lula!
The vibe in the room was electric.
Muitas famílias estão chorando. Muitos estão com fome.
Times are hard, Marinela Santana, a member of a black women's organization in Sao Paulo, told a camera live streaming the event. Many families are hungry. Many are hopeful of today. Lula, we need you, she said. After 2 hours of speeches, Lula finally took the stage.
Governar deve ser, sobretudo, ato de amor.
He promised to bring back better times. Besides the pandemic, he said, Brazil has been experiencing rising poverty, hunger, and increasing authoritarianism under President Jair Bolsonaro.
Queremos votar para que ninguém nunca mais ouse desafiar a democracia.
Lula said, we want to return so that no one ever dares to challenge democracy again, and for fascism to go back to the sewers of history where it should never have left. That's the theme of Lula's campaign, democracy and unity against the far-right incumbent. Lula has even joined forces with his former right-wing political rival Geraldo Alckmin. He'll be his running mate with the hopes of winning over more centrist Brazilians. Alckmin is the ex-governor of Sao Paulo who lost to Lula in the 2006 presidential election. Alckmin spoke to the crowd via teleconference from his home after testing positive for COVID-19.
Nenhuma divergência do passado.
No differences, past or present, he said, would be a reason to stop me from defending with all of my conviction Lula's return to the presidency. He is not the only one. The event was also the launch of a coalition of 14 labor unions and left parties and dozens of social movements which are organizing for Lula's return. Lula is the most iconic figure of the Brazilian left. He served 2 terms as president in the 2000s. He launched social programs and lifted millions out of poverty. But at this time, 4 years ago, in the run-up to Brazil's last presidential election, Lula was in jail on a corruption charge that would block him from the race despite leading the polls. Today, he's free to run. The Supreme Court threw out the charges against him last year when it decided that the judge who convicted him was biased and should not have ruled over the case. Lula again leads all of the polls, but October 2nd is still a long way off, says political scientist Luciana Santana. Today, Lula is a viable candidate and he has a chance of winning the election, she says. On the other hand, Bolsonaro also has a chance of winning, even if he's behind in the polls. That's because he controls the federal government with huge resources. Over the last 30 years in Brazil, no sitting president has lost his or her bid for re-election. President Bolsonaro also has unbending support from his loyal followers, who make up roughly a quarter of the population. Bolsonaro held one of his iconic motorcycle rallies in the southern state of Paraná this week. Crowds lined the street waving Brazilian flags. Luciano da Haas is a political scientist at the Federal University of Santa Catarina. He says there are 650,000 dead from COVID-19, an army of unemployed, income has dropped, inflation has returned to 2 digits like we hadn't seen in 25 years. And even with all that, Bolsonaro supporters believe in him, and they will continue to vote for him. Bolsonaro actually rose in the polls recently when a prominent right-wing third-party candidate dropped out of the race. Due to the country's polarization between Lula and Bolsonaro, third-party candidates will likely play a much smaller role in this year's elections than in the past. The same can be said about the issue of corruption. This was a major concern for Brazilians 4 years ago. The Workers' Party lost numerous local races due to its ties to the car wash corruption scheme. But now, Bolsonaro and some of his family and associates are also wrapped up in their own scandals. Political scientist Luciana Santana says, your average voter in Brazil isn't worried about corruption. He's worried about surviving. He's worried about having public policies that serve him directly. One issue hangs ominously over the elections, concerns that President Bolsonaro may refuse to respect the results regardless of the outcome. Bolsonaro has long attacked Brazil's Supreme Court and criticized the country's electoral system. Last week, he said his political party would contract a private company to audit the elections, which he said might just be impossible. Bolsonaro has said he's not looking to stage a coup, but many fear he might be trying to build the narrative for a January 6th-like scenario in case he loses the election. It's going to be a chaotic 5 months. The official electoral campaigns start in mid-August. For The World, I'm Michael Fox.